Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You're down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of Champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wig up, please.
Wig up, please. This is the
Podcast.
All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast Super Bowl Premium Podcast Edition. I will not be doing any screaming. I will not be doing any Willie Hutching. I will not be doing much hooting and hollering on this premium I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. But we are here. Super Bowl Sunday is done. It's finished. The fucking Patriots, they did it again. We're going to get right to it. First of all, Julian Edelman, Rabbi Julian Edelman, was named MVP of the Super Bowl. The man won't be stopped. He's a fucking animal. He's a savage. He is a Jewish bowling ball. Rabbi Edelman is a Jewish water bug. He carved them up real nice, real proper, like a Thanksgiving turkey. Okay? All game long. Okay? It wasn't a great game. All the analysts, all the smart-ass experts, including myself, thought it was going to be 28 to 31, 31 to the... It was shit, okay? But nonetheless, you guys saw it. carved them up real nice, real proper. And because Rabbi Edelman has won Super Bowl MVP, he has catapulted himself into top three Jewish men of all time. Congratulations, Rabbi Julian Edelman. You are now one of the top three Jewish men of all time. Some people say, what about Sandy Koufax? And I say, what about Sandy Koufax? Okay? He's not out there competing, running over the fucking the middle time after time after time, getting knocked on his ass, getting up. What Sandy Koufax did was great. It was fine. But he ain't no Julian Edelman. Now, some say, Julian Edelman's half Jewish. I don't care. We take what we can get. We take what we can get. The other two men currently, now this list is ever changing. The other two men currently sitting in the top three Jews of all time is, of course, Albert Einstein. Better known to some as Albert Einstick. That's right. That's right. For all you guys that aren't aware of this, Albert Einstein is one of the great stick men of all time. He made the list. In my book, This Book Has Balls, The Ultimate List of Great Stickmen, Part 1. For all you nerdy four-eyed fucks out there, he's the guy you want to focus on. While he was creating the theory of relativity, he was perfecting the art of pimping. Some say, and have questioned, the affairs and the gangs of mistresses he had. But I will be damned if I am not putting this legend right where he belongs. Okay? Albert Einstein is a top three Jew of all time, and he is also the only Jew who's on both lists. He's on the Stickman Hall of Fame list and the top three Jews of all time. The other Jew on there with him is, of course, Jesus of Nazareth. I mean, listen, he needs no introduction. His resume speaks for itself. Jesus of Nazareth was a Jew. Okay. I don't know why a Jew, I don't understand how it works. But Jesus of Nazareth was a Jew. And of course, he's in the top three Jews of all time. Congratulations, Julian Edelman. Rabbi Edelman, congratulations to Patriots. Sean McVay, if you do not announce within the next 12 hours that Todd Gurley, the best running back in the NFL this season, was injured, you should be fired. That's right. Sean McVay, the little wonder boy coach of the Los Angeles Rams, he was the only guy who consistently get things cooking when you gave him the ball to actually cook. If you do not announce that he was injured and that's the reason why you did not play him and give him the fucking rock, fire his ass. You need to explain yourself, Sean McVay or McAfee, whatever the fuck your name is. Okay, I had no dog in this fight. I had no dog in this fight. I had no horse in this race. I've spoken on this endlessly. Okay? I just wanted to see a good game. It was a defensive matchup showdown. Belichick, listen, you don't need me to break down the game. You saw the fucking game. Third and foremost, I'll say this. The halftime show was trash. Now, I have no problem with Maroon 5. It's not my cup of tea, but I like Move Like Jagger. My kids loved that song when they were young, so I have a soft spot for Adam Levine. I like him on that show. What is it, The Voice or America's Got Talent? Or He Got Served, one of those fucking shows. I think it's The Voice. I don't listen to that kind of music, but when a Move Like Jagger comes on, I like it. He's got a good voice. I don't know why he took his shirt off, Duke. I think Adam Levine is also a Jew. It was a great day for Jews. I think he was the first Jewish halftime performer of all time. It was a great day for Jews in general. But keep your shirt on, Duke. Keep your fucking shirt on, Duke. And why don't you learn a little two-step? I mean, I know your music is poppy and all that stuff, and you don't necessarily claim to be a big dancer, but learn a two-step. My man is up there singing all these songs, and it's almost as if he has no rhythm. Again, I could give a fuck, but what I can give a fuck about is, and I'm going to say this right now, Travis Scott, who performed at halftime along with Big Boy, OG Big Boy from Outkast, needs no introduction or explanation. Travis Scott is straight doo-doo. He's trash. I don't care. I heard some people saying, well, he performs with such great energy. Busta Rhymes performs with such great energy. Ever seen Tretch from Naughty by Nature perform? He performs with such great energy. Q-Tip the Abstract performs with such great energy. Travis Scott is straight do-do. Now, I'm trying to keep my voice down because my wife is here. She's sick. She demanded I don't scream and yell, so I'm trying to keep it contained here. But I will say it once, and I'll say it over and over. Homeboy is whack as fuck. His music is whack. His songs are whack. His flow is whack. I don't care if he's got style. I don't care if he's a nice guy. You perform it at halftime, and that's the best you have, Duke. That shit ain't rap music, Duke. You trash, Duke. You're not dope. Speaking of not dope rappers, 21 Savage. You know the rapper 21 Savage who has been representing Atlanta since he was in the game? He got arrested last night in Atlanta by ICE agents, ICE agents, because apparently this motherfucker, 21 Savage, is actually from London. He's British. He came into the country, I think when he was 17, he never left, and I snatched him up. They bagged him up in Atlanta last night. Duke, what the fuck is you doing? See, you're up there flossing, talking all this shit, when you should be laying low. If I knew that I was in a country unlawfully, the last thing that I would be doing would be popping shit on Instagram and all that fly shit, Duke. They grabbed you up, and he was talking shit about Tekashi 6ix9ine snitching and all that. We're going to see how you get down, Duke. They might deport your ass, Duke. This is the biggest scam and sham in hip-hop history, if you ask me. Homeboy's been talking that Atlanta, I'm from Atlanta. My man's got, he sounds like Prince Harry. That's his natural tongue. His whole affectation, all that Atlanta shit, it's not real. Duke doesn't sound like that. Duke sounds like Prince Charles and them. Okay? And you rapping all, no wonder he's mumbling all the time. No wonder you're mumbling all the time, Duke. You didn't want your fucking accent to slip out. Okay. That being said, I just wanted to hit you guys with a little premium primetime podcast. Also, Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis, he's the real sucker of the Knicks trade. I know everybody heard the last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. This big, doofy, tall, limp, gimp, bad ankle, bad knee, non-playing, missed 100 games, ass motherfucker, went on Twitter and is talking shit. Talking about your only recommendation for Knicks fans is stay woke. Bitch, please. Bitch, please, unless I am unhealthy or working, I will be at Madison Square Garden. The first game that Kristaps Porzingis plays back in Madison Square Garden, I will be sitting courtside and I will be chanting, fuck you, dumbass. Fuck you, dumbass. And I might be sitting there with Charles Oakley. You're lucky I don't get Charles Oakley to come smack the shit out of you. You big goofball. You left New York. You're in Dallas. Keep your motherfucking mouth shut. Keep the Knicks out your mouth, Duke. Keep New York City out your mouth, Duke. You wasn't cut out for this. Only thing you should be doing is sleeping in an ice bath. Get your motherfucking knees fixed. Okay? You don't want to be there? Get the fuck out of here, B. We don't want you, B. I know the Knicks have problems. You don't want to be there? Now you're talking greasy less than 24 hours after you left? No one said shit. You haven't played in a year. And no one said shit. You soft, Duke. You soft. Your run game is fucked up. You run like me. You look like me running up and down the court, except for your 7'3". You look like, every time you run up and down the court, it looks like you got a shit in your pants, and you popping shit. I will be there courtside. the first game you're back. If you ever make it back healthy, you talking shit. You can't even play. Listen, I am Rappaport's Stereo Podcast, primetime emergency podcast, premium. I'm out. We'll be back Tuesday with another banger, unless something crazy comes up before then. Congratulations, Rabbi Edelman. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, take us out of here with something real nice, something real proper, something real funky. Done. Short, sweet.